Once again, we give God the glory, we give God the adoration. My name is Robert Ebenezer Asaria Sweni, and I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire Online Ministry, Accra, Ghana. We began dealing with failure at the edge of your breakthrough, and we are on the pathway. Failure at the edge of your breakthrough. Most often when a lot of children of God goes around doing their business and praying all day, praying all night, praying all weekend, praying all months, praying all years, for God to come in for them, and when they get to a step, a level step far from their breakthrough, the enemy caused them to stumble and fall. And that is when they miss the opportunity for them to walk in their breakthrough, for them to wallow in their breakthrough, for them to swim in their breakthrough. But I came to pray with you that the Lord will give you might, that the Lord will give you wisdom above your years, the Lord will give you uncommon understanding, the Lord will give you favor, the Lord will give you power on your tongue to pray through this particular prayer topics. That when you get to the edge of your breakthrough, you will not stumble this year. Adili Hataya, I came to prophesy to you that this year you will not stumble. You will not stumble. But you attain the height that the Lord has prepared for you this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Failure at the edge of your breakthrough. Failure at the edge of your breakthrough. The eighth spirit that contend with you when you are at the edge of your breakthrough is coffin spirit. Coffin spirit. You are dealing with death. Coffin spirit. Coffin is a spiritual realm. Coffin in the spiritual realm is an instrument of slavery. It is an instrument of slavery, an oppression used by the enemy to hold one's captive of achieving God's plan and purpose for your life. So when the coffin spirit hovers around you or comes in your life, there are two things that it targets you. It targets at you achieving God's plan and purpose for your life. God's plan and his purpose for your life, that is where the coffin spirit targets you. Coffin symbolizes seven things in the spiritual realm. It signifies fear, it signifies blindness, it signifies stagnation, it signifies captivity, it signifies slavery, it signifies evil exchange, it signifies yes, it signifies the presence of evil and death. I pray right now by divine authority in the name above every other name that any spirit that is contending with you for you to fear, that spirit come out of you now in the mighty name of Jesus. I command and I demand your release. I demand your deliverance right now by divine authority in the mighty name of Jesus. We will turn the Bible with me to Luke chapter 7, verses 11 to 15. Luke chapter 7, verses 11 to 15. I read. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much more people. In the verses 12. Now when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. In the verse 14. And he came and touched the bier, that is the coffin. And they saw that the bier that bear him stood up, stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto you, arise. In the verse 15. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. I pray for whoever that is battling with the spirit of death, that the coffin has swallowed you. I command the coffin to vomit you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the coffin that has swallowed you at the beginning of this year, that coffin does not want you to experience the unconditional supernatural supplies of the year 2023. I pray by divine authority in the name above every other name that let that coffin vomit you out in the mighty name of Jesus. In the coffin spirit that has gripped you with fear. In the coffin spirit that has gripped you with blindness. In the coffin spirit that has gripped you with stagnation. In the coffin spirit that has gripped you with captivity. In the coffin spirit that has gripped you with slavery. Any coffee spirit that has gripped you with evil exchange. Any coffee spirit that has gripped you with tears. Any coffee spirit that has gripped you with the presence of evil and death. I demand the release of this young man. I demand the release of this young lady. I demand the release of this old man. I demand the release of this old woman right now in the name of Jesus. Any baby that is in a coffin in the realm of the spirit, I pray by divine authority that let that baby be released in the mighty name of Jesus. Lose that young man. Lose that baby. Lose that adolescent. Lose that old woman. Lose that old woman in the mighty name of Jesus. I command by divine authority in the name above every other name that any coffin spirit that was contending with you because your enemies have seen that you are at the edge of your breakthrough, I pray that let the heavens be open. Let the grounds be open. Let the ground vomit out the coffin as the coffin vomits you out right now in the name of Jesus. Child of God, you got to understand that we are dealing with failure at the edge of your breakthrough. And the ninth spirit that contend with you when you are at the edge of your breakthrough is a vagabond spirit. The vagabond spirit. The Hebrew word for vagabond means a person without a permanent home who moves from place to place. A vagrant, a wanderer, a tramp, that is a prostitute. A person who gets intimate with many but stays with none. Irregular, someone contrary to rule, accepted order, or general practice, departing from the usual pattern, not belonging to a permanent. Western series that the life of somebody who is a vagabond is not straight. It is imbalance. He is a wanderer. He doesn't have a permanent stay. I pray for whoever that do not have a permanent stay in the United States of America. Now let the Spirit of the Lord draw the favor upon you right now for you to receive your documents right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever that is living in other states, in Europe, in Asia, wherever that you are, I pray and I release that let that favor oil be drip upon you right now. That you will have access to your documents in the mighty name of Jesus. Any vagabond spirit that is contending with you from the very day that you step your foot into that country, I pray by divine authority as I speak to the length and breadth of that nation, that let the vagabond spirit release you now in the name of Jesus. Let your document be released now by divine authority in the name of Jesus. Let that vagabond spirit be arrested out of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You have a permanent stay. You have a permanent residence. You have a permanent address. Beginning from this year, that saith the Lord. Prophetically, I speak to any lady that is watching me right now, that you will have a permanent stay. I don't know whoever that is watching that needs documents, but that saith the Lord. I prophesy to you that as the heavens are being opened, I see angels typing your document. I see angels typing your document. And I see men printing out your document this year. And this year you have a permanent stay. This year you have a permanent address. When men ask our view of address, you will get a permanent address from men in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the vagabond spirit have left you. This year you will testify at your breakthrough that came. Because the Lord has said so. In the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly turn the Bible with me to Acts chapter 19, verse 13. Acts chapter 19, verse 13 to 16. The Bible says, then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon themselves to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. Listen very carefully. In the verse 14, and there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. In the verse 15, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? You vagabond spirit, who are you to torment the children of light? In the verse 16, the Bible says, and the man in whom which the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. I needed to understand four things that comes or is associated with vagabond spirit. They prevail against you. Any privilege and any strength that vagabond spirit have gotten over you, I pray back that, let them lose their hold over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Vagabond spirit will cause you to flee your house. It will cause you to flee the nation that the Lord has asked you to go. It will cause you to flee the community that you have rented an apartment. That is what I call a vagabond spirit. A vagabond spirit will cause you to wander in nakedness and in wounds. They will cause you to walk in nakedness because there is no clothing, because there is no covering. It will cause you to be in wounds because there is no shelter. I pray by divine authority that you shall not fail at the edge of a breakthrough. You will not invest this so much in your traveling for you to get there for the immigration authorities to bring you back to your nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cancel that particular vagabond spirit that is following you from here to where. Wherever that you are, I cancel that such a spirit out of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Son of God, you got to understand that you are dealing with failure at the edge of your breakthrough. Failure at the edge of your breakthrough. And you're on the 10th spirit. The spirit of death and hell. The spirit of death and hell. I see the grounds being shaken. And I hear the voice of the Lord. Is that I'm about to release my people like never before this year. Death is a land of darkness. As darkness itself, without any other, yet a sovereign eye surveyed it, and a master hand holded its key. Which stands to reason that death have a lock, and death have a key, and a master holded the key, and he has the power and the authority to open death and to lock death. Whereas hell also is a horrible region. Hell is a region where powers of evil and terror holds their high courts and dread assembly. That is why at the end of it all, God will cast hell into the lake of fire. God will bundle hell, like bundling, what do you call it, something that is not right in your home. He will bundle hell and cast hell into the lake of fire. So the lake of fire is higher than hell. That is the permanent place of hell. I pray for whoever that hell is battling with you, that I bundle hell into the lake of fire in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, whoever that hell and death is contending with you, we bundle them into the lake of fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. We need to tell the Bible, we need to Revelation chapter 1 verse 18. The Bible says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. So God has the keys of hell and death. I pray for whoever that death is threatening you, morning after the living, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every year death is threatening you, that we lock death out of your life. We lock hell out of your life. We lock coffin out of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. We lock cemetery out of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Child of God, we are dealing with failure at the edge of your breakthrough. Failure at the edge of your breakthrough. And we are on the 11th spirit. That is strange money. Strange money. Strange money generally symbolizes a life of struggle, loss, frustration, and even demotion. I pray for whoever that is struggling, that lets your struggling come to an end. Let your struggling come to an end. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever that invested in anything that has gone into a loss, I pray that may the Lord restore to you your dignity. In the mighty name of Jesus. You shall not be frustrated in this year 2023. That saith the Lord. Prophetically, I declare over your life, over your spirit, over your soul, over your body, that this year you shall not be frustrated in the mighty name of Jesus. Nobody will demote you from the seat that God has given to you in the realm of the spirit. You shall retain your seat once again. You will retain your seat once again. You will retain your seat once again. I echo my voice into the depth of your region, that you shall retain your seat once again. Nobody is taking your seat from you at your corporate environment. Nobody is taking your seat from you at your place of work. Nobody is taking your seat from you. I prophesy and I declare by you right now that whatever that will cause you to be demoted. Let that thing, or let that error be corrected in the name of Jesus. Any error that you will make, that will cause you to be demoted, that will cause you to lose your seat to another man, this year 2023, I prophesy by divine authority, in the name above every other name, in the God in whom I serve and in whom I submit, that you shall not lose your seat to another man this year. You will retain your seat right now in the mighty name of Jesus. When the enemy wants to arrest the financial glory of a person, he tactically introduces strange money. Strange money often disgraces a man in the area of career, family, business, and the social life of a victim. I pray that this particular year, you shall not be disgraced in the area of your career. In the mighty name of Jesus, that mockery is leaving you right now. That misery is leaving you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall not be disgraced in the area of your family. You shall not be disgraced in the area of your business. You shall not be disgraced in the area of your social life. In the name of Jesus. You will turn the Bible with me to Acts chapter 8 verse 14 to 20. Acts chapter 8 verse 14 to 20. Now when the apostles which was at Jerusalem heard that Samaria has received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the verse 17, then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. In the verses 18, and when Simeon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. That is what I call strange money. You may be working in a corporate environment and somebody comes in and he says, take this amount of money and do this thing that is required of you to do for me. That is what? Corruption. It comes with strange money. Strange money. He said, take this amount of money and do whatever that is required of you to do by government. And you take that money and you do that as corruption. I call it strange money. It blows you off at the edge of your breakthrough. It can cause you to be demoted. It can cause your family fortune. It can cause your family glory. It can disgrace you. It can disgrace you in your career. It can disgrace you in your social life. That is what I call corruption. Strange money. Look at the response that Peter and them gave to him, gave to Simon. In the verse 19, the Bible says, saying, give me also this power, that on whomever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. In the verse 20, the Bible says, but Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Sometimes what you are offering to others, which is required of you, is actually the gift of God for them. And you are taking money in exchange for giving out the gift of God to them. That is what I call strange money. It will cost you your fortune. It will cost you your grace. It will cost you your anointing. I pray for any man of God that strange money has caused your anointing to wither. I pray that may the Lord favor you this year. May the Lord remember you one more time. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever that has gone in for strange money, that is battling with your finances, battling with your health, battling with your deliverance, battling with your peace, battling with your sleep, I pray and I contend with this strange money, that let that money perish with whoever that gave to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Reverend Ebenezer Seria Sumeni, and I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire Online Ministry. We dealt with failure at the edge of your breakthrough. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.